You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at Lotro from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com.
You fooled us all.
I know. Oh, use the coupon code TOMORDOR for 25% off your first month. I gotta say, we've been getting a lot of use out of our Ventrilo server these past couple months with the update talks. And, well, people use them actually to use them run for instances. Go crazy. So you can actually transfer, you can set a global password so that people from Spain playing League of Legends do not get in and take over your Ventrilo server. You can switch it to Mumble and also to TeamSpeak servers if you want to. And that League of Legends things actually did happen to our server. So thanks for telling us. But, you know, the best thing is that these guys are really cool. We've talked to our contact in person before at PAX East, actually, the last one that we went to. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. He has a lot of great ideas. And it was actually his idea to do things on the Ventrilo server for talks and roundtables, which we will be getting back to. But, yeah.
That's all Merrick. Everybody asking me when the next one is.
That's all me. Merrick. Send it to Merrick at casualstrolltomordor.com going, what the H? And... that's, you know, typefrag.com. It's two Mordor on your checkout. And we're also brought to you by doghousesystems.com. If you're looking for a new laptop or a new system, go there, use the code two Mordor. You'll get twice the RAM. Windows 8's coming out. I'm guessing that it's going to require more overhead because every new version of Windows does. So, hey, why not look at it if you're looking at a new system to run that Windows 8? Two Mordor works. You know, twice the RAM. Or if you want a Mac, but you don't want to pay Mac prices, hey, build yourself a Mac, a Hackintosh. Two Mordor, twice the RAM, half the price of an actual Mac. There you go.
Right.
So, what did you do this week?
Dumb time, we went to Scumville. And I have been to this one before, because this is where the Minstrel Class Quest is. Mm-hmm. And so we did that for Dummy Dumb. Had no problem. We did both sides, because like if you go to the one side, you have to fight a Kyrgrim, and if you go to the other side, you have to fight a big ugly bug. So we did both.
Yeah, I remember that. Uh-huh. I remember doing that.
So we did both in the same evening, and then we got done. We're like, well, we have like so much time left. Do we want to attempt hard mode? And so we, the idea was, let's just go in and we can show everybody what hard mode is like, and that way we'll have an idea for the next time. But we actually did really stinking good. We didn't beat hard mode. Because we had an unlucky, someone got punted into a whole bunch of monsters and everybody was poisoned and yeah. But we did really, really well, I think. I think that next time it's going to be way easier because I'm fighting and I'm like, is there a time limit or is there something going on that I'm missing? Because things are going very smoothly. But so I'm very certain that next time we're totally going to do that. Next time we attempt hard mode, it's going to be not a problem.
Okay, well, that's always good to learn. Yeah, stuff happens.
And in other news, Golden Star has been working on deeds.
That was actually surprising to read.
For reals, people. I worked on my deeds. I completed 13 deeds this week.
So what sparked
this? And that's
this?
A lot for me.
It's a lot, period.
I know some people were like, whatever, I did that in like a day. No, this took me all week. And it was a lot of work. And a lot of patience on my part. Doing more than one is probably a feat for me. But I don't know what sparked it. Honestly, I'm still behind on my stuff. I think that my lowest one is 9.
Okay. Oh, that's not too bad.
No. And I have a couple 12s now. So.
What are you going after? Anything in particular?
Whatever Bri told me to use.
Good idea. Bri is a good source of information.
Bri was like, use this. And I said, yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it for me.
You know, deets takes up a lot of time, but it's really easy to say. I did 13 deets,
but it was a lot of time.
Yeah, 13 deeds. I said that in like 30 seconds. However, it took 30 hours. So
it took me all week to do all those.
So I played my captain for a little bit as I am wrapping up a Regian on him. For some reason, I feel compelled to wrap up a Regian. He really hasn't done much there. I don't know. Maybe I'll just do it for the deeds. But, and so he's wrapping up there. I did not make my goal of getting him to Dolvenview. Right. I decided to go with my captain. I'm sorry. I like the warden, but I just don't know if I want to learn that much right now. It sounds
it's
awful.
It's too hard is what you're saying.
It's too much for me. My brain, somewhere Elb is screaming in pain because he just got mind stabbed. He doesn't even know why, but it just, it hurt his ears. And if he wiped a raid because of that, I apologize. But I don't know. I'm torn between the two because they're great classes and I want them both. So whichever doesn't get picked is going next. But I think I just want to do the captain. I like the captain. I like the heals and stuff. I know, you know, AoE heals and I should just run in with a bunch of stuff. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll tinker with the warden too. So I'm torn.
I'm sorry, but I swear I didn't plan this, but I have to go potty right now.
That's fine.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. And so I also did a couple of six-man skirmishes with my guardian. So I did do, and I did that today, like last minute, but I did it. I ran with Bri and Tara and Moriel and, always forget the guardian's name, but I guess because I failed on getting to Dolvenview, I have to now stream my play session. So if you're free for 5 minutes every single night, I'll do that. Well, so I'll come up with a suitable punishment. I know you guys didn't want to hear me sing. I'm a little Halni. Thanks, Bri. And so that was the guardian. So I did that. So I think I said, I'll have to go back and listen. I think I said I would stream some of the stuff that I was doing. So I will start streaming, and that is my punishment. All right, I really don't have anything else to say. So Solo, I'm going into the town crier.
And now, the town crier.
All right, so first things up, there wasn't a whole lot of information coming out here. So a lot of these are what we would usually call the developer bytes, or what I played around calling the developer bytes. If you tuned into the update talk where we're speculating about Riders of Rohan, I mentioned that the environmental upgrade would probably only be relevant to the new lands. However, I was mistaken, and you will hear that, and I'm just admitting it before it's released. I am still editing that update talk, but I was mistaken. It is an engine upgrade. So the new volumetric lighting and all the new effects that I said would probably only be available in the new areas, actually, it is an engine upgrade. So it will be available throughout the game. It will, Sapience does say that it will be more distinct in Fangorn and all the new areas as they were built with these new environmental effects in mind. But it is an engine upgrade, so they are upgrading the engine. That was my mistake, and I just thought I would mention that. Welcome back.
Thanks. Apparently, a big old cup of coffee before the show was a bad idea.
That's all right. We'll give you some. We'll give you some cellulose next time.
Well, usually I'm drinking a pop or something during the show. I didn't think it was gonna be a big deal. I was wrong.
Okay. Also, lottos for the Steed of the Burglar are going on. It seemed like there was a little bit of a coordination issue. I don't know if that ever got admitted to or not.
They never admit to it.
Yeah, so, but obviously there was, and
I don't know if obviously there was, but...
Well,
there's lotteries now for the Steed of the Burglar.
I'm thinking that there was some coordination issue that... Krell actually got quoted in this Sapience. Krell's in our chat room.
Oh, yeah?
Krell said, I suspect it just got overlooked with the Rohan prep going on. Most likely Sapience or someone will rectify this oversight when they get into the office come Monday. And,
okay,
you know,
so there, it was an oversight? There,
it was just, yeah, it was just an accident. They're extremely busy right now. So, yeah.
I already bought mine, so I'm not really all that concerned.
Check it. If you see it and we didn't tweet it or something, let us know. Send us a Facebook message. We will retweet it and let everybody know
that. Yeah, it's, we're trying to keep people on top of that, but sometimes, especially during the week when we're working, is really hard.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you cover the next one while I correct my edition of it in the bottom of the notes?
You correct your edition in the bottom of the
notes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Writers of Rohan Music. Was a new song was released called Shadow of the Argonauth, which we now know is that hand statue.
Yes, the hand and the axes.
The guys who want to high-five you as you go down the river.
I like high-fives.
Yeah, they're all like, hey, what's up? anyway, did you want to share? You shared some of the music last week. I don't know if you wanted to share some of this music, too.
I can share it. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Very ominous.
The shadow. High fives.
So it's pretty cool. Really looking forward to this. Would love to be available for it.
For download, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. You know, there are some, I've heard that there are some things called like YouTube Downloader that will let you get the MP3 version if
legal?
You want to. I don't know.
Well, maybe don't tell people about it.
I
can't tell people that beer makes you smart, but you can tell people.
I do, however. I have, however, heard that if you go to cnet.com, you can get that for free and download it yourself.
Okay. But,
my advice would be for, this to go on sale.
We don't know. It could be released.
I would buy it in iTunes. Because you know what? I'm guessing that the quality would be much higher than if you got it through something like YouTube Downloader.
Correct. Yeah, totally. Anyway, I enjoyed the music. I thought it was nice. Very spooky sounding, kind of.
Yeah. I would love to ride into Rohan with that playing behind me. Theme song in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that.
So. Well, it's got to be when you're going down the river, right? Or around those statues.
Around Amenhen? I think
it's Shadow of the Argonauth.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know geography in real life, let alone in Tolkien's world. All right. So that's great.
It's like it's in the title.
I believe that they're going to be announcing this, or they're going to be releasing more tracks as time goes on. They have a playlist now set up on YouTube that you can subscribe to and get updated on, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works either, because I don't spend a lot of time on YouTube.
I don't know.
Obviously.
Writers of Rohan has some concept art released this week, and they're mostly pictures of NPCs and their outfits, which I hope I can get some of these outfits myself someday. Hopefully.
I would think so. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of NPC. Usually what we see in armor is a little bit different, but you know, the cloth, I would think that these would, you know, these are good things to throw up on maybe a skirmish vendor. Or throw
cool.
up on some of the reputation vendors. People would like to see stuff like that, I think.
The drawing of the Argonauth, too, is pretty cool.
It is very cool. That got people excited.
Yeah.
I think that, more than anything, made people want to, you know, that wish that there was actually some kind of book or something that they could buy for
like
their coffee table.
Book or
yeah, like an artwork book. A lot of collector's editions these days do that. Would that have box copies?
I don't know. A lot of collector's editions these days aren't making physical anythings. It's all digital.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, definitely when it comes to LOTRO. But I think, what is it? I think Diablo 3 had one. Blizzard always does some artwork thing, I think. I don't know.
If you ask me, I don't know anything about.
But the problem is that if you want to buy something like that, usually the box that it comes with is like $150. So, you know, yeah, it's a lot to pay just for a book.
Anyway,
moving on. There are some Riders of Rohan beta information that we collected from various different things. Invited users will get an email that they are in the beta. Pre-purchasing will give you an advantage, of course. Expansion betas usually last a couple of months. There was somebody had said that it would only last like, a week or two.
Well, that's what they do for the updates, where it lasts like a week or two. But this is a major thing that they want people to play with for a while. So we'll have beta invites pretty early. It'll be NDA closed beta first, which means that if you are invited, you cannot talk about it or tell anybody about it. And then after that, right before launch, probably it'll open up as an open beta. So anybody who hasn't tried it in beta can jump in and try it.
Also, the Borwara forums have been closed in preparation for the beta, and they are working on some kind of beta key giveaways. They suggest that you like their Facebook page and follow @Lotro on Twitter for increased chances to win. I think they said 3 ways to win, so I am assuming that they're going to be doing something on the site as well, or they're going to try to do something on the site as well.
They said 3 ways to win?
Yeah, I believe so.
Let me open this up. If we wanted to maximize your odds, I suggest you like this. We'll give you 3 possible ways to win.
So I don't know what the third way to win is.
Lotteries?
Maybe just maybe they're just speaking about pre-ordering or just being registering.
Oh, the pre-order.
Also, can't you register to be in the beta? Or sometimes they do that. I don't know.
It'll be up to them. I don't know. I don't remember.
All right. Honestly. So maybe they'll do something like a register for a beta. I don't know.
Or maybe they'll do something on their site.
That'd be cool.
There's also Google Plus. They haven't listed that one, but I don't think they
Does anybody go to Google? I'm sorry. I know people that go to Google
Plus. I know you don't go to Google Plus.
You post on Google Plus.
I try to. It's a pain in the butt, and I don't like it, people.
It's very closed, because that's what's awesome about social sites.
I know that people are there, and I know that we have a following there, and I'm doing my best to try to interact with you folks as well, but there is no easy way for me to say, send this to our Google Plus page.
I think
that's the problem.
The only app that I know of that really connects to, that actually connects and lets you plus one something or share something on Google Plus has been Flipbook.
But the problem is I can share to my personal Google Plus page all I want. I can't say send this to Casual Stroll to Mordor's page.
Yeah. Oh, that's the problem.
So I actually have to go get the link, open up our Google Plus page and paste it in myself. There's no way for me to if I'm on somebody else's thing and I say, "Oh, this is cool. Send this to our Facebook." And it'll say, "Do you want to send it to your page?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that'd be cool."
Bummer. All right. Well, okay.
So that's my problem with Google Plus. If they fix that, I'd probably be a lot more active on it.
All right. Moving on to store news. Turbine is taking into consideration into differentiating free and discounted offers. So we mentioned last week that the offer, which was the weekly sample, was not free. Usually it is something free. However, in this case, it was like, what? It was buy one, get one free?
Buy
one, get one free. So the forums kind of, somebody posted in the forums that, you know, this isn't really cool. And so the quartermaster responded saying that they would try to do something. They would try to make it a little bit different. It was pretty clear. It did say in the picture and in the description what it was. But I guess people are usually, when it comes to samples, they're usually just used to them being free. So there was a little bit of confusion.
It really wasn't that confusing to me, though. I saw that argument, and I was kind of like, really? It said on the thing, buy one, get one free. I wasn't confused. I wasn't confused for a second.
I don't know. You can't win sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm sorry for the players, because I'm usually on your side, but this time, Turbine, whatever. These guys can learn to read. Come on.
All right, well, let's talk about the weekly sale. What is on sale this week?
Are you embarrassed for me?
No, I'm not embarrassed. I have no, you can't win this argument because there's still people who will be like, I was confused. You can't argue that. What do you? Yeah. All right, sure. You were confused. You were confused.
It'll be okay. Luckily, there's no free item this week. Hooray! No confusion. But this week we have a weekly sale and then we have a daily sale. So we'll go over the weekly sale first. There's 25% off legendary slot unlocks. These can be very useful if you need some extra legendary items to level up, or if like you have your two max items that you are, you know, they're at their max level, you can't get rid of them, but you still want to level up some other extra things. These probably are not very useful if you just started legendary items because you have a whole bunch of stuff that you're leveling up. This is probably closer to end game, I would guess, that you would want more slots for upgrading. Am I wrong?
No, I do. I like that. I actually considered jumping on and buying some of these unlocks for some of my characters while they're on.
You didn't listen to me.
Sorry. I was trying to do something at the same time, okay. And I failed. What'd you say?
I said that if you're just got your legendary items, you probably are not going to be interested.
No.
These are closer to endgame type stuff.
These are endgame kind of things. And even like leveling, it's kind of redundant. I don't really think you need it until you get way up there. Especially if you want to level up some things. Because the more you have, the longer it takes. Right. To level it up. So
like, this is like if I have my minstrel book and my whatever minstrel thing I have. How come I can't remember?
You have a book and a weapon.
Oh, yeah. So I have my minstrel book and my minstrel weapon. They're maxed. They're the stuff I use all the time. But I still want to like level up some more books and weapons for just to, you know, trash for the legacies. If I buy extra slots, it's just more stuff that I can level because those top two things are never going to change. They have to stay in the legendary item slots. So,
right.
Next up is true relics are on sale for 25%. I don't know what the main banner says 20% off, but everything looks to be 25 and there's even a 30% off to me. So that's a little mistake there. But true relics are community created relics that were added with update 3. With update 7, they're now available to be melded in-game. Thanks to Carl for telling me that, because I don't freaking know. And I have not melded them, because I've never melded anything. I'm that awesome of a player. These items actually don't go on sale very often. I think that in my records, the last time we saw these on sale was like December. So it's been quite a while since we've seen the true relics on sale. So if this is something that you're interested in, you know, 25% off is about the best you can do, and we don't see them very often.
No, we don't. It has been a while since we've seen these. I don't know. Some of them are cool. I can't really speak to how great they are as in comparison to other ones, but I don't know. That King of the Mountain's kind of nice.
King of the Mountain. You push people off?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how you play King of the Mountain.
Also, milestone skills are on sale. You can set multiple instant travel destinations at different milestones. Make sure that you realize that they're all on the same cooldown.
Yeah, they're all on the same cooldown. So even if you buy a bunch more, you use one, they're all on the same cooldown. So you have to wait until the cooldown is up to use any other one. So you're not getting extra ports. You're just getting extra options for your one port. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah, you can't hop around like a hunter or a warden.
No.
I mistakenly thought that you could. Nah, I'm still glad. I'm still glad that I have two, I think, maybe three.
I think most people I hear have two. They have one for where they primarily craft and one where they primarily, like, where they level or where their dungeon cluster is or whatever. So they have one for a place that they commonly go to, that place in Nancrenier, which is a pain in the butt to get to.
What is the deal with that place?
That's typically one for high levels to milestone, and then, you know, Geltrev or something that's got the bank and the crafting and everything else. So
yes, and you know, next time when you decide to make an end game area, can you put a horse there for Pete's sake?
Poop or something. Skill deed boosts are on sale. These are class skill deeds boosting. So this is something like you need to use your Xing Xing 60 times.
Xing Xing?
I don't know what that skill is called.
Raging Blaze, I believe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's something related to your class specifically. Like I have to riddle some, my burglar has to riddle somebody and have it resisted so many times. Not so good idea to use a class D skill on that since I can't control being resisted.
Yeah, that's
drives me a little nuts.
Well, at least you don't have to do the Leafwalker one got reduced. The hiding.
The hiding plain sight, yeah. That one's not a good one as well because this is a timed skill boost. And hide and plain sight is a time intensive thing. it's great for things like res deeds. For like minstrels.
Yeah, not for captains.
Not for captains, but for minstrels and probably for lore masters and rune keepers too. I don't know if the lore master.
No, lore master isn't on a big timer like
okay.
that.
Okay. Because
I don't think
what you do is you have your friend jump off the trestle bridge in North Downs, die, and you can just play your res song over and over again and not have them accept, and you can double up that and get it done faster. That's how I did it. I made Merrick jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Except I didn't have class skill team boost, so he had to keep doing it.
Yeah, and then we also didn't know about the, you can res him multiple times. He just clicks, just keep on doing it. Really? I didn't have to jump off it every time?
Live and learn.
I fail.
Or die and learn. funny. Okay. Now for the week, the daily sales. Now, summer, all of July, Turbine is having a summer sale. These are daily sales, so the item that is on sale for that day only. There's typically not a coupon code. For all the next, we got a week in advance. None of these use a coupon code, so you just have to buy it on that day to get the special deal. And these are typically higher than average percentage off items and things that you actually want, typically. I'm not going to promise that everything is going to be something you want, but some of these are pretty darn good.
I think so. Looking at them, yeah.
So we start on July 2nd and then on July 1st because it's a Sunday and nobody's around to make the store deal is what I'm guessing. It's a Sunday.
Right.
July 2nd, Quest Pack 4 Kel is going to be 50% off. It's going to be 298 turbine points. How can you beat that?
I give this a thumbs up. I actually like 4 Kel. Quite a bit.
I give it a thumbs up because it's so cheap.
And it's cheap. It hasn't been revamped yet, but there's a reason why. It's because it actually flows fairly well. It's not horrible. I actually use it as an alternative to level up characters. So, yeah, it's good.
July 3rd, the quest pack Great River is going to be 50% off. The brand new Great River. This is the one that was picked in the community poll. That people wanted to have.
That's cool.
50% off. So this is going to be 398 turbine points on July 3rd only. So if you haven't gotten that yet, awesome. Great deal. July 4th, legendary item stat upgrades. Now what this means is Starlit Crystals is what it means. Are 20% off. Only 20% off, but we've never seen these on sale before. So this is a brand new sale for the Starlit Crystals. 396 turbine points is what they're going to cost.
Still seems expensive.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my head. You can't see it, but I'm shaking my head at this.
Well, it's because it's legendary item related. I would never buy it anyway, just because I don't, whatever. I'm like, I've seen a Starlit Crystal drop, but I'm not going to buy it. July 5th. 25% mark acquisitions are 50% off. They range from like a single stack to 20 stack of 25, and their cost range is going to be 11 turbine points to 183 turbine points. Now, if you need to marks, this is not a bad idea. Also, just know that it only affects like your gains from like conquering an area. What's that called? Like when you capture an area or something. It's not going to affect the marks that you're gaining from a quest. It's not going to affect the marks that you get from a chest, for example. It's only going to be from like as you're doing the skirmish, you've conquered
when you complete like
somebody's house,
like,
and then you're guarding so and so. So that's where it's going to come in. But if that's what you're interested in, I'm so bad at Pine Leaf is crying. I'm sorry.
Being mind stabbed somewhere too.
We're just mind stabbing all our CSTM writers tonight. I'm sorry. So anyway, that's July 5th. 50% off those as well.
Okay. Also, there has been a price reduction for The Rise of Isengard. And the legendary version is going away as well.
Yes.
So go ahead and explain it.
So there's been a cost reduction, and this is a permanent cost reduction. This isn't a sale. This is just, you know, this is old content now. We're going to reduce the price a little so that people who are trying to catch up and want to buy all this stuff at once see a little bit lower cost. You know, it's typical. You know, a year later, you go to Walmart to pick up the next last year's expansion. It's going to be cheaper than buying it. This is not.
That's a pretty common move.
This is not a new thing, but it's been reduced in both the Lotro store for turbine points and at the Lotro market for, you know, cash monies. So, what?
Cash monies.
Cash monies.
All right.
That kind of, you know, some people have pounds, some people have dollars like us. I know. I just said cash monies to cover everybody.
Okay, that works.
So the expansion, I figured it out. The entire expansion pack in turbine points has been reduced by 30%.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. It's also split up all that's broken up pieces too. So like if you say you already own the expansion quests, but you don't have Dragox Lair, you could pick up Dragox Lair. That's been reduced 36%. So it also allows you piecemeal. And Mirkwood has also been reduced by 30% as well. It's now its normal price in the store is going to be $6.95 turbine points.
I think it's interesting that the instance cluster has only had 13% reduction.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the lowest one that got reduced. I'm also curious why Moria hasn't been reduced.
Because everybody has to buy it.
Yeah, I guess that's the only reason why. I guess, but
well, at least the Isengard and Mirkwood have been reduced. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe because there's the Mithril edition and stuff. There's alternative ways of buying it. I have no idea. I don't know. All right.
Yeah. So, Mirkwood seems pretty cheap at, like, you know, around $7 ish. That's not too bad. It's people's least favorite expansion from what I know. And I did not enjoy Mirkwood. It's too dark and gloomy. But that was its point as well, you know. It's supposed to be not an inviting place. And I was like, this place is not inviting. I am going somewhere else.
Sure, it's supposed to be white and sunny. Turbine got it wrong.
Right. The Lotro market costs have been reduced just by $10. So the regular price for the Heroic Edition is $40. It's going to be $30, so on and so forth. The Legendary Edition has not been reduced. Its price remains at, what is it, $49.99? So $50 is its current cost still for the Legendary Edition, but it's going away July 9th. So you're not going to be able to buy the Legendary Edition after July 9th. And you know, it's kind of like, well, Collector's Edition is not available anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. You outline with the bonus items that you lose, which is all three Rohirrim style mounts. Blanket has the, you know, all three cosmetic sets. All right, those aren't big deals. An in-game title.
It's kind of the stuff like that, though, is something you bring out like 2 years from now, and you're like, check out this stuff that I have that you can't get anymore.
That's true. The Path of the Fellowship quest packs and 1,000 turbine points are kind of big, but
there's other ways to get the Path of the Fellowship, though.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's quite a few ways.
But it also includes Moria and Mirkwood, which means it includes the other two expansions, which is interesting. But Mirkwood just got reduced in price.
True.
So anyway, that's just so like a 4-year information. If you were interested in buying the Legendary Edition, you're going to have to do so soon.
Okay. Also, there was an issue with the yearly subscriptions, the 12-month subscriptions in myaccount.turbine.com. Even though it's advertised at $99.99 in U.S. dollars, when you went to change it, it would say $118.88.
And everybody was like, what the boop?
So they fixed that. It is now $99.99 again. All right. In CSTM news.
Wait, one more thing. I heard this on Twitter, and Bri just reminded me in the chat room. But for some reason, GameStop has removed the Mithril Edition digital version from their store.
What?
Yeah. Hobbitmeister on Twitter. I'm going to give him credit for that. He's the one who alerted me to that, but Bri just reminded me, so thank you, Bri. I wanted to put that in the show notes, and I forgot.
Some people are asking if it was because of the Steam deal. No, they were distinctly supposed to be different things. That's why if you get the Steam pack, it says the Mithril Edition because it was internally known as the Mithril Edition.
It was supposed
Edition.
To come out first, I believe. So it was kind of like going to be the Mithril Edition, and then this one for GameStop came out first. It's very interesting that they would remove the digital copy to me. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I mean, they were the same price, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I am
a big fan of Mithril of digital editions, especially for something like this where there's really no, is there really any purpose to having it other than you get, what, a keyboard, map, and...
It came with the discs.
Discs,
which
and
is good for somebody
guide.
Who's got real bad internet, but... Brian's thinking maybe they're not selling any box copies, so they removed the digital version to try to move some of their physical products.
That's possible. When we bought, right before they made Moria, so before it became like such a big deal, we went to that place in Dallas to get the collector's edition for Moria, and it was like $10. And the guy it was like, I got two more in the back. Do you want them? Do you know anybody? If he hadn't said it like such a
if he wasn't such a jerk
attitude,
about it, you probably would have.
I probably would have bought them, but he was such a jerk about it. I just wanted to pay and leave. So, right. Now they're like $50, $60. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that was interesting, but it was a good thing to note. So it was good. I'm glad that Bri brought that up.
I'm gonna write GameStop and get ignored and ask them why.
Good job.
Yay! All right.
You're going to get ignored and ask them why.
All right, it's CSTM News. 7 things you might not know about Rohan. It's a lore post. Thanks to Hildefast.
Hildefast is Stephen Fry. He's had his name changed.
Yep. Well, thanks.
Oh, and I want to say I'm sorry because if you subscribe to our email newsletter, I credited Aang Dang by mistake. It's actually Hildefast who wrote this. So, sorry.
It happens. We write stuff.
I'm wrong a lot. I'm okay with it. But I did apologize.
I am going to take that soundbite and put it on my phone.
I'm making my ringtone. I'm wrong a lot.
I'm wrong a lot. Yeah, that would not last very long.
I would never hear it because if I'm calling you.
That's true. You're not there.
Unless you lost your phone again. And then we'd all be walking around going, I'm wrong a lot. What does that say?
It's all right.
Yeah.
I've got a coworker who has the red alert for his wife.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Hunting in Middle Earth is another excellent post this week. This was given to us by Bryant, who is our friend Bry and my minstrel mentor. And he went through hunting for trophies in Eriador. Gave you his favorite hunting spots, pictures of what the trophy looks like. It's an excellent addition to our, housing collection of information. Fantastic guide. You should check it out if you want to deck out your hobbit hole and dead animals.
Hey, what says hello? Like a big troll head. Mounted on your wall.
I actually have the troll head in my house because Bri gave me one.
I want the mammoth.
I put it right above my
skull. It's very cool.
I put it above my bed so I could have sweet dreams.
I like the mammoth post. I'm getting that.
The mammoth?
The mammoth one. Where it's the yard item. Where's the big skull.
Ooh, that is kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Hmm.
Dangerous looking.
And it was a good post. Thank you, Bri.
And Merrick wrote the Store Explorer, and we're talking about that because he wrote something.
Yay! I included it to give him credit. So basically, apart from the 3 posts, every other post you saw this week was me. But Merrick wrote something this week. He played and he wrote something.
Yay!
We're all proud of you, sweetheart.
I'm good for the year.
Right? He did another store explorer post. People like these posts because it gives you a an idea of how these things work before you buy them. And this time he did the Hurried Traveler, which goes well with the milestone skills, by the way.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I actually, a lot of people, everybody who posted there said they liked that skills a lot. What I didn't include was a snarky comment is why it can be 10 minutes instead of 30 minutes, but whatever.
Yeah, it goes from 60 minutes to 30 minutes.
Yeah, it could have been 10. It could have been 5. It could have been 1.
Could have been 15.
True.
Could have been something multiple.
Yeah. I'm sure Hurry Traveler Tier 2 has been discussed.
I barely have time to play for 30 minutes. So if I use it right when I start to get where I need to go, I might be able to use it again by the time I log out.
All right, what's this about the summer fun events on the forums?
So remember last week we talked about how Turbine was putting a call out for player event coordinators for their summer fun events?
Yes.
Well, the player event forum on the Turbine site all of a sudden started filling up with summer fun events that are showing up. So,
that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So these are events. There's a ton of them. Absolute ton of them. And the latest one up there is from Krell. Well done, Krell. But so you should go check these out. I'm certain that Turbine's going to give us a list like they did for the Galloping Gala of on such and such server, on such and such date, these things are happening kind of a thing. So, but it looks like there's a ton of stuff this time. An absolute ton.
Good.
And some of them are in French, so I can't read them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, the weekly poll.
They're not talking about omelets and cheese. So.
No, and that's
I'm out.
The extent of our... So the poll, this week's poll was, what is your favorite starting zone? We had 1,119 total voters. 42% said the Shire. No surprise that the Shire wins again.
I don't know. Some people are very against pies and mail.
It gets a little tedious after a while. Shire.
But I love the Shire.
Arctic comes in second at 22%. Kellendim comes in third at 21%. Thorn's Gate bringing up the rear at 11% because it's horrible. And it is. That is a horrible, horrible starting zone. I haven't made a new character in ages comes from 3%. And obviously, Kitani did not vote that, considering that she has...
She makes one every week.
Pretty much. And the other was at 1%.
Yeah, so it was kind of a fun poll. It's probably not the most topical, but I came up with it, and it's not so bad. And is it Arquette or Archette?
I don't know. I don't even remember what I said.
You said Arquette.
I don't know.
Which could be correct.
Arquette.
I don't know which one is correct. That's why I was asking. I'm sure we'll get an email about it.
It's the burnt city that they constantly want to build and never do.
That's where the humans are from. That's where all the humans show up.
Maybe someday they'll do phasing on that. And as you do arch it, you can build it up.
Okay. Hildefaz just put ch in it like church. So it's Archette.
Church. All right, cool. This week's poll.
Andy's saying shet. Not... Shet. S-H-E-T. Shet.
Arshet. I don't know.
And now someone else is saying K. It's undecided.
It's the internet. They're all right.
That's right. What's the poll this week, honey?
Which pre-order edition of Riders of Rohan should Merrick buy?
He came up with this poll all by himself.
I did. Except for the entry of Who Cares, which my wife contributed all herself.
I did. I go, is that all the answers you want? He's like, yeah. He's like, can you think of anything else? I went, who cares?
And I will buy whichever one gets the most votes.
Really?
I will do it. I decided I will do it. I will buy the very...
I like the first couple posters are saying, just give Golden Star the money.
Who do you think I'm getting the money from? Not me.
He makes his own money. He's just not allowed to touch it because he will spend it all.
It goes into the bank account that I don't have access to.
You do too have
I
access
to. I do too. I have.
I am not hoarding the money from you. I am just making sure that you do not have easy access.
That's true. I have a checkbook. I do not have a card, though, to pull money out.
Because you would use it like a credit card, and then we would be poor.
This is true. I will not deny it.
I'm not doing it to be mean. I am doing it to save our family finances.
That's true. All right. So with that piece of information about us, we'll head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
This week, Blunt Force Trauma says, so I was reading an article from MassiveLead.com, and it was all about a certain writer that had just had an adoring love for the goat mounts. Article about goat mounts. Oh, and I would email Merrick, but we all know he has no love for other races aside from hobbits. That's not true. Blunt Force, Guardian, the Hirachi, and Elohim Kinship Arkansas server. For the record, I have a character of every race.
For the record, Sip is off his rocker for thinking that goats are cool.
I like goats, but Sip is still off his rocker.
Goats are... I was talking in the pre-show with the chat room. I have a list of things that are probably evil, and goats are on them. They're on my "this is probably evil" list. Kesin writes, any idea when we'll get the summer festival? My new character on Landerville needs to decorate his new home. Thanks, Kazrin. So next up is not the summer festival. Next up is the farmer's fair.
This is a new one.
This is a brand new festival. And right now on the LOTRO forums, it's tentatively scheduled for July 19th through August 6th. So not too long.
All right, cool. But you'll still be able to decorate your new home.
I'm sure that there'll be some housing items for you, yeah.
Snowpine writes, I have a level 65 captain on Landerville. Overall, I love the server and the community, but have a hard time finding a truly family-friendly kin. I recently quit a kin because the standard conversation became so vulgar, I couldn't tolerate it anymore. The kin had claimed to be family-friendly, but I think by family-friendly, they meant having their drunk cousins talk about pornography all evening.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that is...
I would not find that, comfortable either, so
don't know what family that comes from.
Right.
I hope you might be able to recommend a kin. Thank you for the show and all your hard work. Sincerely, Snowpine of Landerville.
So we did write him back with some suggestions, but Landerville is full of wonderful kins. Our kin, Council of the Secret Fire, is on Landerville, which is family friendly. I suggested if you're interested in role play, The Lonely Mountain Band is very popular. Marvanya Talieva. I'm sure I spelled that wrong in the email, but that's how you say it. So that helps you there. Another one that I'm always impressed with is the Sons of Numenor. Those folks are active. They are helpful. During the fellowship walk that we hosted, they decided on their own that they were going to show up early and help people get to the meeting spot. I did not ask them to do this. They did this together as a kin. They're a wonderful group of folks. So there's many, many choices out there for you, and you should look up into any of those, or even just like check out the forums and see who's active and see if something strikes your fancy, because like those aren't the only great kins on Landerville.
Yeah, Aldrian Merrick fan in the chat room says Cloak and Dagger is theirs. So there's another one for you.
There you go.
All right.
Zorro, that's the one we're on, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Dear Golden Star and Merrick, I'm returning back to LOTRO for my gaming time VIP lifetime subscription after detouring for the Rift in December 2010 and SWTOR December 2011. Since joining LOTRO in September 2007, I have played on Gladden server mainly with the Old Timers Guild Kinship and have countless hours on a level 75 Runekeeper main along with a level 65 Loremaster, Minstrel, Captain, and Guardian. The Hunter Champion Berg and Warden never made it much past 40. I'm looking for a fresh start, and I've created a new captain on Landerville. Yay! That's his words. Although I echo, yay! I am crazy, or am I just insane? He's only a couple days old, meeting hands and shaking babies in the Breeland area. I think you got that a little backwards. I'm already spent time in front of the Prancing Pony and hanging out with the RP folk. I'll be replaying the epic quest line while doing on-level quests and skirmishes to keep up. I'm hoping to have something worthwhile, level 75, by the time Riders of Rohan launches, but we'll see if that happens. I know that there have been changes in the legendary item system that I need to brush up on. Looking forward to the RPRE server experience. I have over 5,000 turbine points and will wait for post-launch to pick up Riders of Rohan on the store. From all of your previous shows, it doesn't seem that it, as a VIP that any of the pre-orders for dollars make sense. Please confirm if you think the same or if I'm missing something here. Things that I know I will miss from my move from Gladden to Landerville. My gold. I'm leaving behind 650 gold on Gladden. So if you ever need a loan over there, .. My kin. I'll be sticking to this captain and hope to find a new home with the support class tune. So apparently I have 69 days before Riders of Rohan launches. That's actually when he wrote it. From the time of this recording, we actually have 66 days until Riders of Rohan. There's a timer on our blog now. Sweet sassy molassy. Yay, I love that phrase. I'm going to get into the chat room during your podcast. Also, enjoy listening to Shake It Off Cast from Merrick.
Thank you.
As we work to lose weight together. Very inspirational. See you in game, Zorro.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with Zorro.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He's written in several times.
So his main question and all that was, do we agree that VIPs don't have much for the pre-order dollars? That makes sense.
Yeah. the only reason I'm doing this poll is because I'm the kind of guy who likes to go and he likes to get things. He always feels like he's missing out and likes to get things as soon as possible. I don't have a lot of staying power. Which is why we joked about the finances in the last segment, but they're actually true. However, let's hear from my wife, who is the more conscientious about her spending and doesn't really fall victim to the I need it now syndrome.
Right. I'll probably still pre-order. I'm a VIP lifetime. I'll probably still pre-order, but I didn't hop on it, that's for sure.
There is not a lot that's compelling. Right. If you have the points, there is really no reason at this point to pre-order unless you just want to get it for the base edition just so you can get the cluster for free. But I mean, you don't even have to pre-order for that. You could make your decision later and buy it. I don't know. I hate to be nitpicky and just prejudging on everything, but I didn't find a lot of the items that you get with your pre-order very compelling this year.
Yeah.
They weren't very inspired, and they were just kind of, it felt like it was a rehash of what they did last year, which is not a horrible thing, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, I don't know. It didn't get me excited. Now, they made adjustments with adding the cluster and adding TP points, which is definitely a step in the right direction. But I didn't think, from what I've seen, I just haven't been like, yay, a new title. I have so many titles.
Yeah, I'm not big on the titles. It's not a big draw for me.
Like, a horse. I won't ever use it because I have something that goes faster.
Right.
And it's like, more cosmetics. Where am I going to put
them? Yeah, I don't have any place for them. Anyway, I think he's got our answer. Thanks for writing in and welcome back. Well, I guess, yeah, returning. He's returning. Welcome back.
Yeah,
after all that, I forgot all that. But I'm like, well, maybe he just came to Landerville.
I would really say that if at this point, if you don't see anything that's compelling for you as far as the pre-order goes, then wait. Because it's all going to be available in the store anyways, for the most part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lanessa writes, I think this is something you should check out. It's very bad. It's a very bad thing to have happened.
Now, I did read this email.
I did too.
This post, actually, by the MMO troll. He's been having problems. His access to the forums has been like moderated. And he's been trying to get it unmoderated. And basically, he's been told that he's going to remain moderated until they decide to unmoderate for no reason. Like
they said that he publicly declared that he was no longer playing Lotro.
And so they put him on moderated stand.
So they put him on moderated stand. Yeah.
How many people do this a day? Do they moderate everybody who goes and say, I'm not playing this game anymore?
You know, I understand that he might have just said that he waved and said goodbye and, you know, I'm not going to play anymore. But to move them to a moderated status kind of seems like a weird move, especially if he's not like, I mean, you think you would want him to continue to participate in the community, so he might be drawn back to the game. And he's quit before. He's a literal lifetime player. He's come and gone back and forth before.
The only thing I can think of is that they're, because his like blog name and everything is the MMO Troll, but even so, like, he did nothing on their forums that warrants being moderated forever. I mean, he talked with Celestrada and they said, oh, if you're active, you know, we can do it. So he started he was playing anyway, but he just started playing more. And they said, well, you just started playing, you know, you have to play for a while. And so he plays for a while and they tell him, oh, if you do this, and every time he complied with everything they said, they just went, well, no, we're not going to remove it yet. So he's not really sure why he's still moderated. And, you know, how long the moderation is going to last, which is kind of a bummer. And I don't really understand why, but anyway.
Well, you know, there is some talk in the chat room where they are saying that he does have a podcast where he is somewhat very critical of LOTRO.
Well, we have a podcast too.
But at the same time, I don't, you know, he's... It's called MMO Troll. He definitely does gripe about them at times. I've listened to him when he first came out. I really don't listen to him now, but I gotta say that that this, you know, this is kind of like, it's really kind of silly that you moderate everybody who says that they're going to go play another game. Especially if they have, unless they have done something on the forums to warrant it. I mean, he says clearly he's never received any marks that he knows of or any kind of anything else. And I don't know. It's just, it seems a little bit extreme to me.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't use the forums very often enough to, but he was trying to use the forums. So that's kind of what the whole point was. He was trying to be involved in the community, and he doesn't bring his trolling to the LOTRO forums, so he says. I didn't check his posts or anything. So I don't know. The whole thing is just kind of confusing of why Turbine responded this way, and we don't really have the other side to give you that information.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, there's nothing that we can do as far as, I mean, that's just... This is the way that, you know, Turbine has chosen to interact with one of their customers. The downside is that it gives credence to some of the things that people say. I don't know. So, anyways, I hope it gets straightened out. Hope he's able to post on the forums sooner or later.
Sure.
Bolgan writes, I enjoyed the article about the mod, the Third Age Total War. That was a fun game. Maybe you should take a look at the last days of the Third Age mod to Mount and Blade. I have not tried it yet, but I have enjoyed the Warband expansion. For more information, he includes a URL that will include, and he also says that there's a there's one for Helm's Deep mod for Left 4 Dead 2, which is a zombie game.
Right. It's weird. So zombies are attacking instead of orcs? Is that how it works?
I don't know.
I forwarded this to Ending because Ending is the one who did our Third Age mod. And I do believe that he plays Mount and Blade as well. Or at least I have that stuck in my brain, even if it's wrong. So I did forward this to him to give him an idea, and maybe he'll do it. No promises.
So I'm looking at the video, and it looks like they're inside of... It's Left 4 Dead, and they're inside Helm's Deep. So the map is, you know, they're basically fighting in Helm's Deep.
I've never played Left 4 Dead.
It's a first-person shooter.
Well, that would be why I suck at those.
Some people are humans, some people are zombies, from what I understand. Huge game. It looks very cool. They're on the wall right now, and they're shooting at the zombies that are running at them. So anyways, we'll include a link to that video as well. Moving on to player achievements. Krill of Rittermark Vanguard writes,
You may now be known as Swiggo, Skirmisher of Middle Earth. / Bring It On.
Congratulations, Krell. He was having some trouble with an encounter, so it sounds like you've broken through that bad encounter and have gotten it fixed. Congratulations. Oh, goodness. Layer 1. Sorry. My main, Linethil of a Landerville elf hunter, finally decided to buckle down and just choose an area to quest in rather than aimlessly wandering as she has been doing. I had forgotten about how beautiful Lake Evendim was. She dinged 35 shortly after arriving and is well on her way through earning enough reputation to purchase a new steed. Linethil's favorite achievement of the week is when she joined a Windy Anchors Ranch riding formation team. She received an attractive new uniform and excited to learn new maneuvers at a weekly practice sessions.
All right, Anonymous Warden of Elendilmere writes, Dear Baby Hobbit, hi, I've been a listener of the Baby Hobbit Show with special guests Merrick and Golden Star for a few weeks now, and I love the show as it helps me keep up to date with all things Slowdro without having to sift through forum posts and websites. It's awesome. Keep up the good work. I especially like how your mom is into emotes and cosmetics as much as I am. Anyhow, on to my achievement. I finally set out to continue my epic quest. By the time you have your mom read this to your audience, I will be across the sea in Ireland. Ooh, fun. On the 4th of July, I will be marrying my fiancé, who I first met in Lotro.
Oh, yay!
That's very cool. She was an adorable hobbit. I was a charming warden, and we had both met our match. What started off as quick chats blossomed into beautiful friendship. For the past 3 years, we've been inseparable, and time has flown by faster than I can imagine. But you know what they say about time when you're having fun? She is the love of my life, the most gorgeous woman in the universe, and about to make me the luckiest man that will ever live. Wish us luck on our next great adventure. With love, Anonymous Warden.
Congratulations and good luck. That's fantastic. Very cool. I will tell Baby Hobbit. Arden writes, Fortunus of the Salt and Light Kinship on Elendilmere hit 60 on Thursday. He is a hobbit burglar and a tinkerer who is now through the epic quest and up to the beginnings of Mirkwood. Is only my third character above level 25, and I hope in a month or so to have my third level 75 character. I might have to slow down a touch, though, and work on some deeds and virtues.
All right. In closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their reviews. Mystico01.
And donations from Nicholas F.
So how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrollnomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrollnomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSDM-2786. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus. Sort of Google Plus. I'm pretty active on Twitter and Facebook. Please leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
Okay, so thank you everybody for tuning in and checking us out and streaming or whatever it is you do to listen to our decent podcast.
Our thing, whatever, the stuff that we're
whatever
doing.
Whatever it is that we do.
Yeah, this thing.
We appreciate it. And I think, didn't we, and I, well, now that Golden Star is here and I'm way past it, didn't I say I would stream my stuff if I did not reach Dolvenview with one of my characters, I think.
I think you said you would stream you doing something and killing a fluffy bunny.
Oh, that's right.
That's what I recall anyway.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll stream myself killing a fluffy bunny. All right. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye. I'm waving again. What's wrong with me?
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com. Or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.